News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Tom Basanko, your sheriff, as guest host for KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio. We'll be getting underway here shortly, but before we do, a little bit of the weather. Today is going to be sunny with highs near 88, with a light south winds to about 15 miles an hour in the afternoon, which could gust to high as 23 miles per hour. Remember, this will probably be a high fire danger day, so be careful if you're out there mowing or doing anything. We don't want to have any wildfires going on. Coming up, we're going to have the Wells Fargo Minute, and then join me shortly is Supervisor Les Baugh for District 5. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Sheriff. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're going
to
be covering a variety of things with you this morning. Evidently, I hear that you're running for re-election.
Oh, there's that rumor out there that
yeah.
I might be on the ballot.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Right.
And we're going to cover some things of maybe your accomplishments, what you plan to do if you're re-elected, and much more.
This is only an hour show, right?
This is only an hour show, so we'll get a lot in a little bit.
Looking forward to it, Tom.
If we're ready for the Wells Fargo Minute, joining us is Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, markets have opened on the downside this morning. Currently, the Dow's up. Currently the Dow's down 27 points at 16,671, while the Nasdaq's down 5 points at 4,242, and the S&P 500's down a fraction of a point at 1,919. Oil's down 65 cents at $102.93 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.33%. Gold's down $5 this morning at $1,250, while silver's down 6 pennies at $18.88 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Caterpillar's down $1.29 at $102.29. Apple's up $1.50 at $636.95, while Tesla Motors is up $1.78 at $212.02. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much for your Wells Fargo Minute. We appreciate it every day that you and others are with us for the stock market. This is KCNR Radio, Free Fire Radio. This is Tom Basanko, your guest host. If you want to call in to 605-4567. I'm guest host today. Carl and Linda are on assignment, taking a little bit of a break. And joining me this morning is District 5 Supervisor Les Baugh. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Hey, we have a few minutes before we head to break, about 5 minutes. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what's been going on for about the last 8 years or so.
Well, Sheriff, I think the most important thing about me is that this year I will celebrate 40 years with my beautiful bride, Susie.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Susie and I are both Shasta County natives. We still live in Anderson's oldest home, have done so for the last 39 years. We have raised three children there. We welcomed number 8 grandchild just a few weeks
ago.
We're just so happy. And as well, we've had numerous foster children and continue to foster.
Now, you've been involved in public service for a number of years. I believe you started out at Anderson City Council?
Since the beginning of time. Actually, I started out being appointed to the Anderson Planning Commission.
Oh.
They had one of their members step off of the council, so I originally was appointed to the city council, ran for election, won that election, and that's kind of the rest of the story. I won 4 elections in the city of Anderson. I served twice as mayor. I've been elected twice.
So about 16 years at Anderson City Council?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. No, some of them were 2-year terms.
Oh, I see.
And then interrupted to move to the Board of Supervisors in 2006.
You served as mayor down there, also leading the city?
Twice I served as mayor, and I've in my second service as chair of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors as well.
So when did you come to the Board of Supervisors?
I ran for election in 2006, was seated in 2007. I'm including my eighth year, and I have tossed my hat in the ring to continue. You know, the reason that I serve, Tom, I mentioned my family. That's what it's all about in Shasta County. Our future generations is dependent upon folks like you and folks like me continuing to progress and keeping Shasta County safe and financially solvent.
Well, you've had some challenges since being on the board over the last 8 years, some of the biggest recession we've seen in probably the history of California in quite some time, plus other matters. And you're currently serving as chairman of the board, but you've also served as chairman before, right?
I have served as chairman of the board. And, you know, that job doesn't begin and end on Tuesday mornings. I serve on another 12 boards. A couple that I chair, very important boards throughout Northern
you
California.
You serve on 12 other boards?
I do.
What are some of those?
I think probably the most significant is I chair the governing board of NorTech. People don't know that board, but that's 11 counties, Northern California. We put people back to work. Your local smart center, the One Start Stop mm-hmm. Center in Shasta County, is financed through our governance on NorTech.
So is NorTech kind of like a business farm, so to speak?
Well, it's even better than that. Uh-huh. We invest your tax dollars and my tax dollars. If your business has been challenged and it's fallen apart and you've lost your job, you can approach the One Stop here and we'll retrain you. We'll put you back to work, and we've been doing that successfully.
So that's very beneficial, especially with our high unemployment rates here that we've seen in Shasta County.
Absolutely. In fact, unemployment during the height of the recession, over 17% in Shasta County, depending on which one you want to read, somewhere right around 10 or slightly under now.
Wow. So that's a good accomplishment. And also, I know that you have spoken to me about it, but you are also part of the Rural Counties RCRC? What's that?
Yeah, I actually served for 3 years as an executive member of the Rural Counties Board. I continue to serve as a board member. Shasta County is represented in Sacramento along with 32 other counties because we have put all of the rural counties together and we're fighting what I call the idiocy of Sacramento. There's always another bill, 700 bills last year that are just... The folks in Sacramento literally want to drive us nuts, is my feeling.
Yeah, I think that was 700 bills that probably got put into law. I think when the legislative session started, it was like over 2,000 bills.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about those bills that are now law.
Right.
600 plus. I rounded it up to 700.
But right.
You get the idea.
Yes. So it's kind of a group of the small rural counties coming together for one large voice.
Yeah, and we've made some successes. You probably remember AB 8085. That was what I call the useless septic tank and well inspection bill. We would cause all of our seniors out there who have to choose already between medication and food to have to inspect a perfectly good well because Sacramento says so. We pushed back against that and got Shasta County removed from that on the first phase.
Yeah, I remember our legislators were also involved in imposing that because that would have just been a very onerous law for inspections of wells and septic tanks. And
yeah,
we all know what's inside of those.
Well, and we don't want to know, Tom. If you can't flush your toilet, what are you going to do? You're going to call somebody, right? You don't need Sacramento to tell you to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're going to be coming up on a break here in just a few minutes. Les, we're going to be covering some of the other parts of maybe some of the accomplishments and maybe some business expansions, meetings with community members, community meetings, and much more. And then what do you plan to do in the future? This is KCNR Radio 1460, community radio for the North State. Tom Basanko, your sheriff, as guest host tonight or today on Free Fire Radio. Coming up on a break. And Wayne? What else do we have?
We've all all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
On the 3rd of June, I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Hi, I'm Gary Cressy. I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. I've never met a more qualified candidate than Butch Schaefer. 12 years on the City Council in Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, former president of the California State Marshal Association, currently on the Anderson Union High School School Board. Ethics and honesty are Butch Schaefer's rules of life. Please vote for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today, I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Tom Pasenko, your sheriff, as guest host today. And joining me, speaking of who let the dogs out, we have a dog here in the studio, Manny, and he brought in Spencer from Haven Humane. Spencer, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us again with our Pet of the Week. Tell us a little bit about Manny, Spencer.
Manny is a 3-year-old Jack Russell Dachshund mix. So he's a Jack Russell. He looks just like a Jack Russell, but he's stretched out like a little bit. So he's
kind of like a stretch limo.
Yes, he is. Manny's about 3 years old. He is a male. We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older just because we don't know much about his past. And he is a little hand-shy when you first go to meet him, so he came into us as a stray, so we don't know what situation he came from in his past, and so we would much rather be cautious.
And he seems like a really calm dog. You have him right here in the studio, beautiful dog, kind of a rust and white dog.
Yes, so he is very beautiful. He's short-haired. He's between 10 and 15 pounds. If I had to guess, I'd say he's about 12 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Real mellow dog, and you know, when he first meets new people, he's just a little shy at first, but once he gets to know you and realizes that you're a friend, not an enemy, he just, like, glues to you. He becomes your best friend.
And is he obedient, trained?
He is not, he hasn't gone through any obedience training yet. We're working on that. Mm-hmm. We train him every day as we take him out of his kennel and walk
in. And you have some classes down at Haven for that.
We do. We have dog training down at our shelter. And any dog that gets adopted from us, you actually get a discount on the training. You save 20%.
Nice.
So we want to set people up for success.
You also have vet care there at Haven Humane. I believe that the dogs get checked out medically to make sure that they're sound in health.
Correct. Every dog that leaves our shelter is spayed or neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, tested for diseases. They have everything medically done to them. That way, when you adopt a dog, the only thing you have to worry about is taking him home and just showing him love.
Well, that's very nice. Anything else about Manny?
You know, Manny's just a great all-around dog, and he's just looking for a good forever home, and we're hoping to find him that today.
Well, get a hold of Haven Humane. At what number where they can get a hold of you, Spencer?
You can get a hold of us at 241-1653, or you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
All right. We'll get down there and see Manny and many other dogs and cats that they have for adoption at Haven Humane, and they're here to help out the dogs and cats of Shasta County and others if you're looking for a great pet. Come and see Manny and others. Spencer, thanks for coming in with the Pet of the Week.
Thanks for having us.
This is Tom Basanko, your sheriff, back to Free Fire Radio. And joining us today as our guest is Supervisor Les Baugh. Thanks for coming in, Les.
Thanks, Sheriff. It's good to be here.
When we went to the break just before, you were commenting a little bit about your background. What have you accomplished in the last 8 years? I know it's very, very busy.
Well, I think probably you kind of alluded to it. One of the most significant things is during the greatest depression and recession that you and I will ever experience, Shasta County remains whole financially. You've got cities and counties all around us throughout the North State that are either on the edge or even have declared bankruptcy. Shasta County will not be one of those because we don't spend money we don't have.
That's been the mantra of our CAO, Larry Lees, who will be coming in a little bit later.
He'll be here. And, you know, we're grateful for Larry. Larry is a tremendous manager. He represents the board well and works at the pleasure of the citizens of Shasta County.
There's been some really tough decisions, especially during, I think, about 2009 when we really hit with the recession and Shasta County took the lead to make some very difficult decisions. How did you and your other board members prioritize those things?
Well, I think the number one priority, and this is music to your ears, we have maintained public safety as and will always be in Shasta County the number one priority. You know, if it weren't for the labor partners in Shasta County, we sat down with each of those groups that represent the folks that we work with in Shasta County, and they all decided to give back a portion of their wages to keep Shasta County moving forward and providing the services we should be required.
And even though there was some loss of positions, whether it be an unfilled position or layoffs, and we had layoffs, their sacrifices that the labor groups, our labor partners, made actually saved jobs.
Saved jobs, literally saved jobs. Absolutely millions of dollars of money that could have been spent was not spent, and that was preserved to keep the lights on.
In fact, if I recall correctly, the board took the lead and actually didn't accept a pay raise, and then you made a move for retirement issues as well.
Yeah, there have been no pay raises, and we were the first to vote to give up 9% of our own wages.
Wow.
And we couldn't ask any person that worked for Shasta County to give up any of their wages without taking that step first. That's mm-hmm. the right thing to do.
Right.
It's called leadership, and that's what you do.
So are we starting to see a little bit of come around and maybe the economy returning?
We know we're starting to see some turnaround. You probably read recently in the local media has publicized it well that Shasta County, City of Redding, is ranked number 36 in terms of home value appreciation across the nation. To me, that's huge.
That is, because if the home market starts returning, the values are going up, that usually means the economy is returning a little bit. And sometimes we're 3 to 5 years behind the metropolitan areas of San Francisco and Sacramento.
Generally speaking, yes. And you also see some other good signs in Shasta County, Sheriff. We're continuing to train more folks in the health field. There's demand. There's a line. There's a list of people that still want to get in there and job positions that are available. Also, tech jobs in Shasta County are on the increase. And for the first time, we actually have more manufacturing jobs than we have qualified people for. That's unusual.
So it looks like things are turning around for Shasta County.
They're beginning to turn around. I'm not going to say that the pendulum has swung the other way, hasn't,
right.
But we are so grateful for any of these increases. We're putting people back to work. Folks are buying homes. I sat on California Home Finance Board, and we're literally investing millions of dollars on a weekly basis helping people buy homes.
Great. What have you done to attract businesses here. We've talked about the business community kind of turning around, but we know that business and jobs fuel not only the statewide economy, nationwide economy, but also our local economy of putting people to work to where they can have some income, be purchasing things, and help fueling the local economy.
Well, without putting people back to work, literally, I think we have to get out of the way of our local businesses, open the door to investment, reduce regulations. The board has continued to do that wherever we can. We've asked Rick Simon, he's our resource management director, to take a look at all of our codes and ordinances and find ways to streamline.
So part of resource management is the building and planning
department? The building and planning department, absolutely. He is in charge of that whole area.
Has that been... We've heard in the news and seen some reports that that's sometimes been a, I'll call it a clunky process or sometimes very bureaucratic. What has been done to streamline that?
It's a tremendously bureaucratic process. The part that we don't like is we can take care of little old Shasta County, but we also are required by law to represent every other state and federal agency in that planning process. And believe me, we don't want it. We don't have a choice, though. We are, whether we like it or not, a branch of state government.
And we have to comply with the law as those different things come out of the legislature, which, you know, they can spew out a lot of bills.
Absolutely. But some of the things that I don't like, and I've made this very public in terms of my comments. Sometimes when you go in and you get your building permit, and I hear this from folks all the time, you get a letter with that one more thing. There's always one more thing. I'd like to eliminate that, make that office more guest and consumer friendly, and eliminate that one more thing process.
Right. And Rick is kind of new to the job.
He's been
there about a year as director, but he was also second in command before that.
He was, and now that he has the freedom to move forward, I will tell you he is doing a great job moving forward. We're going to see some great things in the next several years out of him.
What's coming along either in that you're aware of as in building or the business opportunities for expansion of Shasta County?
You know, they are all around us. We're getting little hits, what I would call pre-meetings. Myself, I entertain folks that call and say, we'd like to talk to you about a new project. One recently I've been working with the last couple of years. It's called Stevens Ridge. It's immediately south of the Walmart in Anderson, right between Anderson and Cottonwood on the ridge there.
So kind of the top of the hill of Cottonwood Hill.
Exactly, exactly. You're going down Ronda Road. It's on the right side. If the road was there, that would be the alternate entrance for what was the Vineyards in Anderson. Now, this is county property.
Right.
I've helped him. I've introduced him to folks to supply water, to supply sewer. He's got will serve letters. He's already submitted his building permit or pre-application to the county. That's going to bring about $3 to $5 million in infrastructure. And when they build the first phase of those homes, about the same amount in terms of building. These are good paying jobs.
Right, for the construction trade.
Oh, yeah.
And all the others that support it as well. And then you will see an increase in property taxes, which will also, because of the homes being built, the property values will go up.
Which will help us, Tom, in your area.
Public safety.
If we have additional tax monies, additional jobs, everything's being paid, we can funnel to our top priority, public safety, additional dollars.
And it has a ripple effect. City of Anderson will see an increase of business and spending there, maybe the city of Reading as well, as people travel up to Reading to purchase commodities and different things.
Even with phase one, the first 90 homes, you'll see additional purchases throughout.
Now, didn't I see something of expansion of like a business or business park around the roundabout near the old mill sites?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. When I was on the Anderson City Council, the mayor of Anderson, we were promoting the annexation and the building of the roundabout. What that does is it gets people off the freeway right to our factory outlets, right to Walmart, and it moves the traffic. It also allowed us to put infrastructure, the city of Anderson, us, underneath the freeway. And recently, LAFCO, I chair LAFCO as well,
wow,
we approved that property, nearly 400 acres, for annexation. The city of Anderson, once that's completed, wants to move forward and expand that as an industrial and a commercial park.
And that has some benefits, being, of course, right off of I-5 and having an exit there. But then, more importantly, for larger businesses and industry, it has a railhead there.
It has a rail spur right there. It's the perfect location. It is the new prime target area.
Great. And then as that's expanding out, of course, that, again, puts people back to work and fueling the economy.
It does. It sets it up for the future. And it also, significantly, it's the first bona fide tax-sharing agreement between Shasta County and a city in the county's history. I'm not talking about taking existing taxes and splitting them. I'm talking about forward and increased taxes, sharing those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Helping to pay for jail space, Tom.
We definitely need jail space, and we recently got approved for over a $20 million project to build a facility here in Shasta County, and we're moving forward with that.
And thanks to you and your persistence for that, Sheriff. You have come back again and again and again, and I have, and the board has supported you 100%.
In fact, if it wasn't for the board making a unanimous decision on some of the parts for the preference points, we would not have been successful. Those preference points were in regards to shovel readiness and, for that, and it gave us the opportunity to receive that funding from the state.
We got the money where other counties didn't. I served with these members of the other boards of supervisors. They were not happy that we got money.
But we were.
We got it. We're happy.
We're coming up on a break. This is KCNR Radio 1460, community radio for the North State. If you need to call in, 605-4567, and we'll join you after the break. Thank you.
Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Crisson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Crisson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Crisson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Crisson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Crisson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep. It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, country music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Pacelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Good morning. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM. We're going to jump right back into our discussion with Supervisor Les Baugh, District 5. Les, we were talking about on the break of some of the things that we've done or you've done with businesses and being approachable. But you're also involved in, we have a lot of stuff going on in Shasta County with other agencies, such as the federal government. Do you want to expand on some of your efforts there?
Well, Tom, I would say our efforts collectively, representatives of Shasta County, you and I actually hosted, as you recall, two public rallies in front of the Shasta Trinity National Forest building out there on Avtec. If you recall, they were so afraid of you as our county sheriff and me as our District 5 supervisor that they literally sent all their employees home and had armed guards on the property.
And that was centered around
the ML3 roads.
The ML3 roads, which means that the Forest Service wanted to close down public access to our citizens, taxpayers, our public lands.
Exactly. And those ML3 roads, those are the connector roads to all of those small loops that we can access, not only for recreation, but for fire safety, to rescue someone when they're medically in need out there, for your search and rescue team, Sheriff.
Search and rescue, hunting, getting Christmas trees.
Absolutely.
And all the good stuff that we do enjoy. What happened towards the end? I believe that we got our Public Works Director, Pat Minturn, did a great survey. And I think we accomplished quite a bit there.
I believe we were the first North State County to actually get our ML3 roads back. Now, they should have never been taken in the first place. The Forest Service was completely on the wrong side of that. But today, the ML3 roads have been restored, and the connector loops are there.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for that fight, Sheriff, you, I appreciate you, the board work, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and the citizens out there. There were 400 to 500 people time.
There was a lot of grassroots effort.
Oh,
and
huge.
I believe
Sylvia Milligan.
I was going to say the lady's name was Sylvia Milligan, who was very engaged and got a good rally group together to help address this issue. And she was very informed herself.
She was amazing. She introduced us to Fred Kelly Grant. She taught us about coordination. He did. We did invoke coordination in Shasta County. We had to threaten to sue the federal government. That's a legal threat, by the way, not just words. We had to declare it legally. In the end, they backed off and they gave us what we should have had in the first place.
Wow.
Our own roads. Imagine that.
That is great. You know, part of being in public office is just not being in the office, but also being accessible and approachable. I go to a lot of community events. I'm involved in a lot of different civic organizations, I think 12 to 15 civic organizations, and I see you a lot at community events as well. Can you talk about what you've done to be approachable and talking with constituents and maybe out in the various parts of your district, which is mainly southern Shasta County and then Shingletown area?
Well, you've got a little piece of Redding from Kids Kingdom South, including Churn Creek Bottom, all of the city of Anderson, zip code itself is within the city limits, Cottonwood, Millville, Shingletown, Manton, and Viola, so it's a very large, mostly rural district. I have initiated, from the very moment I jumped in there, the town hall meetings. I have brought Shasta County representatives. We've had public safety meetings. You name it, we have done it. We do it consistently in the South County and on the ridge in the mountain area. We've brought breakfast meetings. We have brought every meeting you can think of to answer people's questions and get it face-to-face.
I've been there, and we've seen them up in the Shingletown area, Black Butte, Cottonwood. We've met with constituents down at Cottonwood at the Branding Iron Restaurant for coffee if they've had some more of a individualized concern.
Exactly. I make it a point, too, on a weekly basis, either call and ask for or accept breakfast meetings everywhere throughout my district. I'll meet with anybody that wants to. I still have my same cell phone, Sheriff, 515-0702. I give it out to everyone. That's how you get a hold of me. 225-5584 is my direct line at the county. You have the county email address if you go online at Shasta County.
I know that you, if you have concerns or constituents have concerns within your district, I know that you've reached out to me personally. I've either met you over at your chambers with your constituents, or we've met out in the field to get the issues and concerns firsthand of things that are impacting individuals.
And that's the reason, I know you do this too, it's the reason I participate in the public events. You and I both MC Fun Day in Shingletown. That's the fire department fundraiser for the year. West Valley Fire Department, Veterans Museum, MC Auctions, One Safe Place, you name it. Every time I go to like a Fun Day, up in Shingletown. I probably get 10 or 12 various personal one-on-one comments that I need to follow through, set appointments, or provide answers for.
And that's why it's really important. People say to me that I'm, quote, everywhere. But that's part of being out in the community, being accessible for the public, and hearing concerns, because oftentimes they may not want to call in or send an email, but they'll just approach you at a community event and say, hey, I have a question or a concern.
They like to see their elected representatives out everywhere in the community. I have made it a point to be everywhere. I get probably more than 10 or 12 event invitations that I can't accept on a weekly basis because I'm already attending something at that same time, but I will attend everyone I can that I'm invited to.
You know, another big concern for the county, you've addressed it with the board as well and been engaged with it, is medical marijuana, the huge amount of where we're being overwhelmed with grows here. We took on the issue with an ordinance, and then that got tightened up. You want to expand on our efforts in working to be within the law, but also to with the respective rights for other law-abiding citizens?
Well, here's the bottom line, Tom. You have seniors. You have people that have been living in the same neighborhoods for 30 and 40 years that are telling us on a weekly basis they don't feel safe in their homes any longer. It's time to take back our neighborhoods, make them safe. One of the reasons I have a medical marijuana proponent running against me is because I have been outspoken, I've taken the lead. Frankly, I'm not opposed to medical marijuana per se. It's a land use issue. When you have people tromping through your backyard to get to your neighbor's marijuana grow, and you've seen that. You've seen breaking and enterings. You've seen cash hoards. You've seen murders in Shasta County, Sheriff.
Shootings, stabbings, you bet.
Absolutely. They say those aren't real, but they are absolutely real. I got from your department an entire list of things that are just related to medical marijuana.
And this isn't about coming down to the medical marijuana aspect
no,
of it.
No, not at all.
But the crime.
It's
and
the crime.
Greed to a degree, because other people get into commercial operations and then sell it either out of county or out of state or both.
It's the challenge of the finances. I've had even folks that I believe are legitimate medical marijuana users, and they have a medical need, tell me they just stick another two or three plants in because they're worth so much money.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's happening in November then with this marijuana issue?
Well, it's going to come to the people of Shasta County for a vote. Either they will vote to support the position of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and our position was to ban outdoor growing to get this under control. It's time.
Didn't or ban growing completely, just outdoor.
Outdoor growing, yeah. You can mm-hmm. still grow indoor in a detached a greenhouse, a bona fide constructed building, a coated building.
Right.
There's still the opportunity to grow. We haven't taken that away, and we don't intend to.
Right, because we still have to comply with the law that was under the Compassionate Use Act.
Absolutely.
A lot of times referred to as Proposition 215.
Absolutely.
Great. We're going to be coming up on a break here shortly. Unless when we after the break, as we approach the top of the hour, maybe I'll talk about some of your support and some other matters. And what you have planned for the future, maybe the next 4 years, what's your platform and what you'd like to address if you're successfully reelected to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors?
You bet.
And we'll still continue on. What is on your immediate front burner issue within the Board of Supervisors?
You know, right now, for District 5, I'm working, actually, with your department again, Sheriff, mm-hmm. Office of Emergency Services. We're bringing two community town halls. With the drought and the fact that our timber is bone dry out there, we're susceptible to tremendous fires like our Ponderosa fire.
Where's those community meetings going to be held?
We're going to hold one in Cottonwood on the 24th in the Cottonwood Community Center and on the 25th at the Training Center in Shingletown, both of them at 6 o'clock.
That's up off of Allward Way in Shingletown.
It is, yes.
What were those dates and times again?
The 24th in Cottonwood.
In June.
In June.
Right.
And the 25th in Shingletown.
And where will that be held in Cottonwood?
The community center.
And that's also, you've done some fundraising and engaging in the community down in Cottonwood.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mary O'Keefe, she's amazing. We don't have public funds for that building. Mary and I spent the entire night on the roof with about 100 people down there having a party to raise $11,000 to put a new roof on
wow.
that center. I just kept calling everybody on my phone list. There's 600 entries until people brought enough money for us to come mm-hmm. down.
Those topics you were talking about with the drought and issues, what are going to be some of the other attendees to these community meetings?
And in the future, we will continue to bring topics of any discussion, whether they be legislation in Sacramento, public safety from your area or general services from Shasta County?
Yeah, I know that in the past we've had like Larry Lees, Pat Minturn, the building department, planning department, California Highway Patrol, many others, Caltrans on issues that get brought up. I mean, Pat Minturn, he's a wealth of information regarding water and our roadways.
And here's the reason I do it. I put in the same room 6 to 10 of the people that make decisions throughout Shasta County for every resident. You can talk to them face-to-face. We've done it at least twice a year in Cottonwood, at least once here in Shingletown, sometimes twice a year, year mm-hmm. after year. We'll continue it.
Great. We're coming on a break. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to call in after the break, call 605-4567. This is Tom Bosanko, your sheriff with Supervisor Les Baugh. And we'll be right back.
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have Bakery Fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Redding chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Tom Basanko, your Shasta County Sheriff, guest hosting for Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. The phone line is open, 605-4567. And if you want to call in with questions for Supervisor District 5 Les Baugh, go right ahead. Just before the break, we had some questions off the chat room. They were asking if how many people come in from out of state to grow marijuana or out of county. And there's we don't have statistical data right in front of me because I wasn't expecting that question. But we do see a fair amount of people moving here to Shasta County to grow and be part of the marijuana industry, if you will. Sometimes those end up being crimes of robberies and stabbings for coming to rip-offs and bringing money in. And then other times they're purchasing property or just squatting on property, causing a lot of environmental damage. So we do see it quite a bit. A friend of mine is also a chief of police in eastern Nevada, and he said he sees on a regular basis of people coming from Shasta County trafficking marijuana and monies, and also people say they're headed to Shasta County to pick up marijuana. So it is a huge problem that we see this, and we see people moving here, especially during the growing season, that then also take advantage of the social programs and social support that impact the county as well. So it is a huge issue. Join me today is Supervisor Les Baugh. And Les, we were talking about some of the things that you've accomplished, but what do you want to do if you're reelected to Supervisor District 5?
For the future of Shasta County, Sheriff, I still see public safety first. I'm always going to oppose AB 109 early releases. I know you do.
Yep.
But given that we don't have a choice for the state of California, it's here to stay. We're determined to do the very best we can for Shasta County. I voted to add extra jail beds. I'm advocating for 10 new deputies. We've already approved the first one. I continue to promote jobs and the economic growth of Shasta County. For that reason, I'm endorsed by the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Redding Area Chamber of Commerce, representing 900-plus businesses. They're impressed with the fact that my vote on not only the Shasta County Board but the other boards I sit on has been to approve nearly $1 billion of infrastructure, roads, investment, homes. Sheriff, I'm
$1 billion?
$1 billion. Now, and that's an understatement, by the way. We deal with a lot more money than that. But I'm just citing things that everybody uses. When you come up the South County climbing hills, I participated in the board that approved that. When you're on the city of Redding and you're no longer crunched in there with the six-lane expansion, that is part of mine. The jail that you're going to build, the junior juvenile rehabilitation center, the improvements Shasta County for the DA's office, the bridge between Airport Road and North Street, we could go on and on and on. Those are job-creating investments in Shasta County.
You know, speaking of the bridge, our roadways are part of our infrastructure of Shasta County. What have you done there? Because if we don't have good roads, we can't have homes and businesses going along.
Unlike other entities, and I won't use any names, City of Redding, we have invested our finances, our road monies, our tax dollars in actually fixing and maintaining roads. We're replacing an average of 2 bridges a year as well on the Federal Bridge Replacement Program, and we continue to pave or rehabilitate literally miles and miles of road every year. I go and sit down with our public works director and say, let's get a few more District 5 roads in there. Now, also, I'm working with the South County. Pat Bennett is the chair of the Cottonwood Community Park, and Mary O'Keefe is the director. I hope to bring $1 million improvement to restructure the entrance to the park and improve and expand and widen the walking areas for our children in that very intense area.
A lot goes on down there, and it is kind of sometimes a traffic concern with Gas Point Road being a high traffic area, then, of course, people turning in to go to the community center and baseball park.
It is, and we've got several projects, what I call, in the hopper there. As the finances come in through those increment dollars, we will reinvest them right mm-hmm. where we need them.
Right. So a lot of work, a lot of projects on the front burner.
Oh, absolutely. And, Tom, I'm always going to oppose state and federal intervention in our local community.
You know, you talked about the drought earlier. What about water issues for Shasta County?
Water issues are always going to remain huge. The governor has introduced what he calls his water plan. I call it the governor's water grab plan. Mm-hmm. His eye is on our groundwater. We have the largest reservoir in the North State under parts of Redding, mostly Anderson and Cottonwood. It exceeds the size of Shasta Lake.
You mean an aquifer,
an
underground.
Underground aquifer. The governor has his eye on that water. They'd like to pump us dry and send it down south. Groundwater rights, I believe, prevail, and we're going to stick with that. We're going to be tough on the state and the governor in terms of his desire to take that water.
Well, they want to pump us dry not only for some pulling some of our monies back down to Sacramento, but also with our water as well then.
You know, that's right. And I know you're having a little fun with that, but the truth is we manage well. We balance our budget. We don't spend the money we don't have. And then the state sticks their hand in our back pocket every time and says, oh, well, the Shasta County's got a little money. Let's take that to Sacramento.
Then they also try and push some of the responsibilities that they're responsible for back on the counties that can cost us money as well.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Every time we turn around. Mandates.
So in summing it up, is there anything else you'd like to add in closing? We've got about 4 minutes.
Sheriff, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on here today. Working with you during the last 8 years has been a tremendous partnership. I think has benefited the community well. If I am reelected, I will continue to be the face, the public face in District 5 and throughout Shasta County. Accessible, please contact me. My desire is to do everything I can. If I have that opportunity, I will continue to be that busy, active supervisor I have always been.
You know, thank you, Les. You talked about people contacting you. What were those numbers again if anybody wants to get in touch with you? And it doesn't necessarily have to be anybody from your district.
You know, anybody at all. My personal cell, 515-0702. And by the way, to the two that called during this broadcast, no, I can't answer the phone while I'm on the air. And yes, you did call me. So we'll give that to you. 225-5584 is my personal line at the county and also the county email address. Find that online, please.
We have a caller. I believe it's Lydia called in. Lydia, go ahead with your question or comment to Les Ball, Supervisor District 5.
Yes, I would like to know why Mr. Basenko is endorsing Les Baugh when the other candidates were interviewed by Carl Bott, and it was not an endorsement. It was just an interview.
I endorsed, thank you very much for calling in, and I endorsed Les quite some time ago. We've worked well together. He supports community safety. He supports public safety, and he's working on getting more officers on the street. And so for a number of reasons, I've supported him for his reelection in District 5. Thanks for calling in.
Well, with all due respect, sir, I really think that is kind of a biased thing. It should not have been an endorsement on the air. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Linda. We got a few minutes left. Some things coming up in our community today at 11 o'clock. Today is the real Veterans Memorial Day, the actual holiday, but even though it's observed earlier this week. There will be an event down at Veterans Grove, which is right near the Civic Center, and there will be a service there and for the veterans and the various groups. Starts at 11 a.m., and then there will be a complimentary lunch later. Also, up in Fall River, this Sunday is a airport day, and that's a great community event up there. Starts out with breakfast at about 6 a.m. There's will be planes flying in from Oregon and Nevada and all over the state. There will be some flyovers and demonstrations and helicopter rides, so come on up to Fall River for airport days, and it's part of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Eastern Flying Posse fundraiser. And then the Colt 45s are a great community group, and we're going to be having the Asphalt Cowboys versus the Shasta County Sheriff's Office deputies on June 7th as a fundraiser as well. So come on out. If you want some tickets, you can buy them there. It's only $5 to see the exhibition game, and then also take in the Colt 45s, which is a great way to spend our great American pastime with baseball, a hot dog, and some refreshments there to see the Colt 45s work on there. Coming up near the top of the hour, I want to thank everybody for their time this morning. Joining us after the news and the Wells Fargo Minute is going to be County Administrative Officer Larry Lees and Deputy City Manager Greg Clark. And we're going to be talking about issues regarding the city, the budget, taxes, and much more of what's going on here in the city and the county. So thank you for tuning in this morning to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama has summoned Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki to the White House to talk about problems in the Veterans Affairs Administration, as he explained on Live with Kelly and Michael.
He's going to report back to me on what he's seen, and I'll have a serious conversation with him about whether he thinks that he is prepared and has the capacity to take on the job of fixing.
In a speech this morning, Shinseki said the findings amount to an indefensible breach of trust. The findings in an internal review that turned up a lot of problems. Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington State, among those who believe that there should be waivers to the First Lady's effort to impose higher nutrition standards and healthier foods in public schools. Many kids aren't eating that food.
Then she watches the students leave the serving line, go to the garbage line, and then throw away their fruits and vegetables before they sit down to eat. She said it's really sad. We have to help with that. That's wasting money and wasting nutrition.
On the other side of that argument is Congressman Barbara Lee, who opposes a waiver and says a nutritional standard should be forced upon all public schools.
The 10% of schools who are not meeting these standards should be assisted in finding ways to meet these standards, not opt out.
Tanning beds and sun lamps set to carry new warnings from the manufacturers, warnings they should not be used by anybody under the age of 18. The FDA's Nancy Stade says researchers do report a link between skin cancer and indoor tanning.
Those who have been exposed to radiation from indoor tanning are 59% more likely to develop melanoma than those who have never tanned indoors.
The Food and Drug Administration has regulated tanning machines for over 30 years, but for the first time, the agency is requiring manufacturers to warn consumers about the machine's risks for causing cancer. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down about 10 points. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Even though Nigeria's military says it does know the location of the kidnapped schoolgirls, still no plans for a rescue, and the attacks by Boko Haram continue.
Analysts say the mounting army casualties expose a weakness in Nigeria's military. Military analyst Bill Roggio says Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan will try to make a deal for the girls' release. Terrorism analyst and Logan's Warning publisher Christopher Logan says Jonathan would be making a mistake.
It would definitely embolden them to do this again. It's appeasement, and it never works.
The girls have been held by Boko Haram for over 40 days. Michael Carl, SRN News.
Jessica Gamboa says she grew up hearing the same advice we all heard when we were kids about getting attacked by a bear. What do? Play dead. She says she had a chance, unfortunately, to put that advice to the test when she ran into a brown bear and her cubs on the grounds of a military base in Alaska. The bear knocked Gamboa down. She says throughout the entire ordeal, she played dead and it worked. This is SRN News. A leading low-cost airline is in trouble with federal regulators for its marketing practices.
Southwest Airlines being fined $200,000 for deceptive advertising. The Department of Transportation says Southwest TV ads last October promised flights from Atlanta to New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles for just $59. But it says the airline made no seats available at that price.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. He says Southwest is being required to shell out an extra $100,000 that was suspended after a similar offense last year. Now they're being forced to pay up because of this latest problem. Consumers were spending less of their hard-earned money last month, largely because of concerns about the overall economy. According to the Commerce Department, consumer spending was down by 0.1% in April. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning. This is Sheriff Tom Basenka, your guest host this morning on KCNR Radio 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. And when we have phone lines are going to be open pretty soon at 605-4567. But before we get to the phone lines and our guests, we're going to have a Wells Fargo Minute by our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, located on Park Marina Drive in Reading. And if you have any questions, give him a call at 243-7561. Josh, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, well, good morning. Well, markets are mixed this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 25 points at 16,673, while the NASDAQ's up a point at 4,249, and the S&P 500's also up a point at 1,921. Oil's down 87 cents at $102.71 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.32%. Gold's down $9.70 this morning at $1,246, while silver's down 15 cents at $18.81 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, AT&T's down 4 pennies at $35.35. Coca-Cola's up 11 cents at $40.76, while Johnson & Johnson is up 2 dimes at $100.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you very much. You can get a hold of Josh at 243-7561 for Wells Fargo if you need any help with your investments. Today, we're going to be looking at weather in the high 80s, near 88, light winds from the south to 15 miles an hour with maybe gusts as high as 23, so watch out for that fire danger. And if you're going to be mowing, you better be out there about now and try and have it commenced by 10 o'clock to help reduce the chance of fire. We don't want any problems there. Joining me here shortly will be Larry Lees, our county administrative officer, and our deputy city manager, Greg Clark. We'll be coming up with them very shortly. And so let me give a little bit of introduction to our county administrative officer, Larry Lees. Larry, thanks for joining us, and Greg Clark, deputy city manager.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Larry, what does a county administrator do?
Well, you know, I think it's important to distinguish the difference between cities and counties, and both very necessary, and fortunately you have a county and city that work very well together. But the differences are, you know, a city has police and fire, a county has sheriff and fire. A city has streets and roads, county has streets and roads. City has parks and rec. County, not a large park and rec department. We think our whole unincorporated area is one giant park. And so they have maybe an IT and HR. We have IT and human relations also. But that's about where it stops. And then, of course, the county, being the arm of the state, continues to go forward with mental health, social services, the coroner's office, weights and measures. You know, are you getting a full gallon of gas? Is the fruit that you're weighing in the grocery store actually a pound? We continue on the public defender's office, the district attorney's office. You know, we have to pay the public defender to beat the district attorney in court, and we have to pay the district attorney to beat the public defender in court. So I'm thinking quit paying both of them and let them shake hands. But.
So a lot of similarities in one aspect as far as government and services, but then the county has a lot of other programs that it's required to offer, such as social programs and, of course, the DA and a public defender.
Great. And the other big difference is, of course, that the county's got a lot of additional elected positions, as yourself, Sheriff Asenko, where the city does not. For instance, the county has the treasurer's office, the assessor's office, the elections office.
Auditor.
Right, exactly.
Right. And, of course, the board members are elected much like the city council as well. We have a caller, Sally. What do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, I just wanted to invite your listeners to join us tomorrow. We're going to have a rally for the state of Jefferson on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop between 11 and 1. And this is for people who are interested in getting more information about the state of Jefferson and also that support the state of Jefferson and would like the community to know that there's a lot of us out there that do. And then also Saturday night up in MacArthur, we're going to have a town hall with Mark Baird. He will be presenting the state of Jefferson to the people of Shasta County up there in that neck of the woods.
Great. So Sally's going to have a rally down on Cypress.
Sally's going to have a rally. Yeah.
Down at Cypress and Hilltop when?
When's that? On the corners of Cypress and Hilltop.
When's that?
Tomorrow at 11 and between 11 and 1.
And the town hall meeting is?
And the town hall meeting is in MacArthur at the Old Merck. It's the pizza parlor up there. And that's at 6 o'clock.
Great. Sally, thanks for coming in and being involved in our community.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Great. This is Sheriff Tom Basenko on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And also joining us today, in addition to Larry Lees, our County Administrative Officer, is Deputy City Manager Greg Clark. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you.
What does the Deputy City Manager do?
Boy, other than doing an occasional radio program, various things. I guess my primary duty right now would be overseeing the housing division, which includes the Reading Housing Authority and community development, some remnants of redevelopment that relates to affordable housing, things like that. I also oversee the city's contract with Haven Humane for animal regulation services, our contract with Shasta Cascade Wonderland for tourism, operating our Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get involved somewhat with Stillwater Business Park and economic development issues, participate with some economic development groups and various things.
So it sounds like a lot of involvement with outside groups to bring in business, helping for housing. And those business would, of course, bring in revenues for the city and the county and to some degree the county.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. What are some of the major issues facing the city, both right now and maybe long term?
Oh, gosh. I guess right now, I think everybody, the 600-pound elephant in the room or something is, you know, the crime issue and some of the things that we've been facing, homelessness and the things that you see out on the streets. I don't think that's a big secret. Of course, the county is facing the same thing. I think every city in California is facing the same thing with these issues. Other things, just, you know, things like infrastructure, aging roads, aging water pipes, sewer mains, sewer plants, those kinds of things. Again, it's nothing sort of unique to Reading, but it's out there.
How's the, I'll call it the health of Reading financially? All the cities and counties were impacted, of course, with the Great Recession, but are we seeing some improvements?
We are. You know, I'll just say we're cautiously optimistic or cautiously positive. The sales tax, you know, kind of hit the depths probably a year ago, and it's gradually been on the rise again. We had a good fourth quarter, about 9% plus up for the city of Reading and the county. It's continuing to rise incrementally, not huge jumps, but it's going in the right direction, which is a good thing. You know, the majority of our revenue comes from sales tax, so that's a good thing for us. Property values seem to be on the rise again, and that's a good thing. That gives us additional property tax revenue. So we're positive. I mean, we're not certainly, you know, flush and dancing in the streets, but certainly going in the right direction.
Right. And I think you have a kind of a major project coming up about moving the police department and doing some construction down near City Hall.
Yes, if you've been to City Hall in the last week, you will see the kind of the west side, what used to be parking, employee parking primarily, has been turned over to earth movers and excavators and things, and they've started clearing that already and working on. It's going to be I would not say a lavish building by any means, but a building to house our patrol officers and evidence storage and kind of replace the aging, very aging facility downtown.
Very much needed, though, with the current building that the police department's in and some of the problems that's been there.
Yeah, something that the city council has been trying to tackle, has tackled for a number of years, and the recession sort of knocked the wind out of everything, and we're back on track.
When do you think that'll be completed?
They hope, I think within a year it should be ready. Part of it involves a switch with RU moving out of City Hall to a building out on Airport Road, and that needs to be retrofitted or improved.
And so, that's kind of an aggressive timeline.
It is. Said we're definitely hoping everything goes smoothly, and said obviously the weather's cooperating, so
great.
We're happy
great.
About it.
And so there'll be a lot of progress made throughout the summer and early fall before hopefully we're getting the weather coming back in.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. We're coming up on a break. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. If you have questions for Deputy City Manager Greg Clark or our County Administrative Officer Larry Lees, after we come back from the break, call in at 605-4567. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. It is time that Shasta County and the 5th District have a representative that remembers who they work for, puts the interests and safety of their constituents first, makes it clear that Shasta County is open for business and will help businesses create jobs. That person is Butch Schaefer. Please join me in casting your vote on June 3rd for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
Join us in front of Wind River Resort and Casino for the 7th annual Relay for Life Pancake Breakfast. This event is on Friday, June 6th from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the front entrance of the casino. $3 gets you 3 pancakes, 2 sausages. 5 gets you 5 pancakes, 4 sausages. And $7, all you can eat. This delicious event is hosted by the Wind River Resort and Casino Human Resources Team. All proceeds go to Relay for Life. Save the date, June 6th, Relay for Life Pancake Breakfast at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Play big at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our $25,000 monthly marathon, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions. Wear 12 regular games. Pay $400. $25 for 2 books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. We are a 100% smoke-free casino.
It's better on the river.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Good morning. This is Sheriff Tom Basenko on KCNR Radio, your hometown community radio, 1460 AM. If you'd like to call in, 605-4567. Joining me this morning is Deputy City Manager Greg Clark and our County Administrative Officer Larry Lees. Greg and Larry, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the City of Reading and some of the issues coming up. And, Greg, you mentioned sales tax and revenues. On the ballot for June is going to be a sales tax initiative down in the City of Anderson, I think, for a half cent. And then more recently, the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce did a survey of their 900-plus members. And part of it said, hey, they'd be in favor of a sales tax initiative towards public safety. Both, do you and Larry want to expand on that issue a little bit and what it means for the county if that moved forward?
Well, first of all, very first and foremost, you would have to say that the city council has not addressed this issue. It has not come up before the council.
It was just a survey by the chamber.
Right, and council has not directed staff to look at it or do anything. So certainly anything that I would say would just be observations based
on
what you mentioned.
And none of the city council has weighed in on that or anything.
Absolutely.
It was just put out publicly.
That's correct. I would say, obviously, increase in crime has been a concern for everybody here in the city. And I think the chamber poll was interesting. It's a small sampling, and it's difficult to read too much into that. But I think that's something that, you'd have to see how the community felt about that. If it comes forward, certainly it would have to come to the city council. City council would have to vote to place something on the ballot if that's what was their desires. And for a sales tax issue, it would have to take four of the five council members' votes to do that.
Just to put it on a ballot.
Correct.
And so you could see a ballot either on a city issue or a county issue. Is that correct, Larry?
Correct, or both.
Yeah.
And as Greg says, the county's position is very similar. With that being said, though, I think it's important. It's going to be important to note exactly what we see in Anderson and the results of that. And certainly I'm glad that the chamber took the steps to go ahead and do their poll and share those results. What I find more optimistic and positive is that as you peel back the layers of the onion of this poll, of it being on the ballot in Anderson and then the poll that the chamber makes, mm-hmm. It really indicates to me just how much people care about their community. They say, right. You know what, we have a gap here that we mm-hmm. need to fill, and we're willing to step up and help fill that gap to make our quality of life better, to make our community better. And I think that's very important to know that you've got that base out there that says, you know what, we still care about our community, we're going to stay involved, and we want to make it better.
Correct. And it takes some issues. I mean, just to put it on the ballot, doesn't it require, depending on how it's worded on the ballot, it could either be a simple majority or a two-thirds majority, which is a pretty high mark to meet.
True. Exactly. And it's actually, to me, it seems a little bit backwards or counterintuitive. But the way that works, if you specifically state exactly what any sales tax increase dollars will go towards, then that takes a two-thirds majority. If you determine that it's going to be a general sales tax and you're going to be using it for multiple things, including public safety, that takes the simple majority.
I see. Greg?
And what some cities, I believe Anderson is doing that, is you could say it's a general tax, so it only requires a majority vote, but have a companion measure on the ballot that says, do the voters, if this is passed, do they want it to go to X, Y, and Z? And so it gives some direction, non-binding, but it does give direction and kind of holds the government body accountable, so you're still sort of designating for certain things.
Correct, as I see it. It's measure A and B. One is that if it passes, then the measure B is what should we use the money or where would it be directed to for the city of Anderson?
Yes.
Excuse me. And there's also a delicate balance there because state of California, we're one of the heavily taxed states in the nation. There's usually a kind of a climate of anti-tax throughout the state. We don't need to be taxed anymore. But also if there was a sales tax initiative passed, whether it be in the city of Reading or the county of Shasta or the city of Reading, granted that's not on the ballot right now, but it was taxed, there's a delicate balance as to that could actually hamper revenues or hamper business or drive business out of people commuting to other areas to purchase something.
There's that argument. I think business people are very sensitive to what's it going to do to my business and competition. Cars are obviously one of the huge big sales tax generators, and people may drive to another city to buy a car or something. So I think that's something everybody looks at and says, what's the impact going to be on business? Depends on how high the sales tax is, how long it's going to be in effect, and you know, what the purpose is probably.
Larry, any comments on that?
Yeah, no, I would concur, but I would also remind us to keep in mind as we look at what our current sales tax base is, I mean, it is probably the lowest in the state. Now, there are some that are equal to us, so we're not lower than others, but certainly it is the lowest in the state, and most who have added a half cent or a quarter cent here or there, they've actually much higher already.
Greg, do you know about how much revenue is received from sales tax in Reading, City of Reading?
Well, we about $20 million right now. A half-cent sales tax would generate about $10 million.
And, Larry, what about for the county?
For the county, it's just a hair over $2 million annually, so it's a big difference between the city and the county as it relates to sales tax. Half-cent would mean another million.
I see. You know, a lot of people talk about taxes and revenues. Larry, for the county of Shasta, how much of every dollar does the board have discretion over?
Yeah. About 20% of every dollar. Now,
20 cents on the dollar?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, though, that's only certain dollars. Because there are some dollars out there we have zero discretion over. For instance, realignment funds, Prop 102, public safety monies, those type of things. We have no discretion. 100% of those has to go to what the state dictates it.
And when you're talking realignment, you're not talking prison realignment.
Correct. Well, although you could consider that also.
Yeah, realignment was one of the first realignments was with mental health and human services programs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a look at the, you know, you look at the money that we have the ability to have some type of discretion with how we spend. And again, the majority of that goes to public safety. But when you look at those dollars, you're talking about maybe 20% of the entire budget.
How big is the county budget overall?
We are going forward with a 14-15 proposed budget of $415 million.
$415 million?
Yes.
Wow, that's grown a little bit.
It has grown. We're up probably $15 million. About, and that has to do with actually the realignment of the 109 funds coming in. Those have actually increased our budget. However, the cost and expenses have increased dramatically also.
Right, and I think there's been some costs for, you call it OPID, or those unfunded debts for retirement and other benefits.
Yes. the OPEB, which is the other post-employment benefits, there's some accounting rules that are actually changing, and the cost hasn't really gone up, but because the accounting laws are changing, they're having them indicated differently, and so it is just going to be
kinda
a little more transparent.
You have to do kind of a set-aside to help for that.
Right.
And, Greg, how big is the City of Reading budget?
Well, the general fund budget, which is kind of the general services is about $63 million. Of that, like Larry said, the bulk of that is about two-thirds is police and fire, police being a little bit larger than that. We have the same other costs, as you mentioned, you know, retirement benefits and post-employment health benefits or things like that are in there. So a lot of those costs, as you know, CalPERS has talked about costs going up, and they've increased those, so we're dealing with that as well.
Right. So between the two, we're looking at about a half a billion dollars of total budget between the city and county.
Yeah, and actually, like I said, the general fund is $63 million. We have other what we call enterprise funds, the utilities and all that. So all told, it was about $300 million. But the general fund is what we
so we'd be closer to almost three-quarters of $1 billion between the two entities there.
Correct.
And then you and, of course, all the department heads and officials oversee that budget and spending.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm very sorry. We'll be coming up on a break here shortly. With me, I'm Sheriff Tom Basanko as guest host for Carl and Linda Bott, who are all on assignment. Joining me today is Greg Clark, the Deputy City Manager for the City of Reading, and the County Administrative Officer Larry Lees for the County of Shasta. And we've been talking about some of the issues before us. And we have Jamie on the line. Jamie, what do you have?
Hi. I was just curious. My wife's in the restaurant business, and it seems like since we moved up here from L.A. 3 years ago, there is a lot of counterfeit money moving through this county. And I was wondering if you happen to know anything about that or
have raised any red flags. It goes through RPD quite a bit, but they don't seem to be all that interested in getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, and it's definitely a lot more here than it ever was in L.A. County. So I was just wondering if you knew anything about that.
Great. Thank you for calling in. Jamie, the investigations are usually handled by the Secret Service, part of the Treasury Department, and then we do receive it, both in the county and the city. We take those reports, but with computers and high-tech printers, it makes it more difficult. It certainly is occurring in the Los Angeles area and other places, but with the millions of people, it's probably spread out and not noticed as much. But we do see it, especially in the times of difficult economic times, but as we see the increases with technology as printers, we see counterfeit checks going through, identity theft, and so it is important to stay up on it. And it's hard to trace because a lot of times you don't see or have the person that is doing the actual passing of the dollars, and they may or may not know that they're counterfeit. A lot of times we see 20s and 50s are probably the most often counterfeited one, but it makes it incumbent upon businesses to use the little pin to help check on some of those things and be aware of what they're receiving and what they're doing with it. Because a lot of times they only make a minimum purchase and work on getting the change back when they pass the counterfeit dollar. Thank you for coming in. We're at the bottom of the hour. This is Tom Bosanko, your Shasta County Sheriff, with Larry Lees and Greg Clark, and we're coming up on our break. Thank you for joining us.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over, with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, country music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand. And Saturday, it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby. Plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair, opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store, with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 1460 AM. You can hear a lot of things through the grapevine, but you can hear the news and more right here at your community radio for the North State, KCNR Radio. If you'd like to call in, 605-4567. I'm Tom Basanko, your sheriff, as guest host for Carl and Linda Bott today. Joining me is Greg Clark, deputy city manager for the City of Redding, and Larry Lees, our county administrative officer. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Just before the break, we were talking about some sales tax revenues and some of the issues coming up. You know, in my era of public area of public safety, we see a lot of collaboration and partnerships here locally with like the chief of police, Robert Poletti, and Michael Johnson for the city of Anderson. And we work really well with our other public safety partners, such as Cal Fire, Shasta County Fires as well. And so, Larry and Greg, does the cities and the counties, do they work well? Do they compare notes or make phone calls?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we actually have a great working relationship. And I know once in a while there'll be a media outlet that would like to point out how the city and county is not working well. But if you look at those things that we partner with together under the leadership with the three city managers, there's just some significant projects. And, you know, just you know, you mentioned the police chiefs, but keep in mind that the Shascom, the 911 dispatch here in Shasta County, is a partnership between the three cities and the county.
Yeah, consolidated dispatch, yeah.
I mean, absolutely. And there's efficiencies there. I mean, the whole library project with the main downtown library now, Reading, Maine, that is a consolidated project with the cities and the counties working strongly together to make things like that happen. You know, things that aren't as popular to talk about, like solid waste and the landfill and things like that, they're not real exciting, but yet those are all consolidated projects where there's great efficiencies gained for the taxpayers because the cities and the counties have chosen to work together on these big projects.
Do you get together as city managers and county administrators and talk about things here locally and statewide that can impact us?
Yeah, we do, actually. As I said earlier, I have a great relationship with the three city managers and vice versa. And we actually get together almost every couple months, just roll up our sleeves and say, okay, how can we help you? How can you help us? What are we working on together that we could make work for the community? And, you know, the great thing about that, and I've really grown to appreciate the position of the city managers, and I will say we've got some good, strong, committed city managers. But the thing that impresses me the most is these are people that really care about their communities. They really care about their communities and want what's best for them.
Well, you know, I see you and Kurt out quite a bit. It's just not about being behind the desk and doing the day-in, day-out, daily parts of the job. You're involved with Salvation Army, Rotary, and other civic organizations to being part of the community as well.
Right. And again, you know, we care about the community. And boy, this is a great time to be a part of this community, too, as we come off the heels of this great recession. And it was a great recession. But there's going to be opportunities coming our way, and we need to be nimble and quick and working together to be able to capture those opportunities. But this is a great, great time to be a part of Shasta County.
Greg, before we went to, or just at the break, we were discussing offline a little bit about partnerships and projects of housing. And do you want to expand on that a little bit, and Larry can chime in a little bit?
Yeah. You know, there's, as Larry said, there's a lot of different things. I think it seems like hardly a week goes by that I'm not at a meeting where there's other Shasta County representatives or agencies involved there. But housing's one kind of exciting. We have a project down in the Parkview area that has been on – we've been working to get to fruition here called PC Reading, or it's a company called Palm Communities. It's an affordable housing apartment complex we are partnering with Shasta County. They're using money from the Mental Health Services Act, contributing a fairly large sum of that to put into the project. We're contributing our federal affordable housing money into that, some other things, sources, and hopefully very close to that. But it's a great project. It wouldn't happen without both of us being deeply
involved. So it sounds like a pooling of the monies for a betterment of the community as a whole.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's a great project, Greg. I'm glad you brought that up, because look at that, what it's really trying to create, though. It's not... It's more than creating housing. I mean, this is where we're getting to the root cause of some of our public safety issues, you know, with being able to house some of those with some mental health issues or low-income issues, that, you know, getting those folks off the street is the first step to getting them back to working and back to full-time employment. And so, I mean, it's not just to create a roof, but it's what that means. And, you know, we can build jails all day long, and we do need some additional capacity, no question about that. But if we aren't working at making the changes in people's lives to knock down the recidivism, those jails aren't going to help us. That's why I'm so excited about the new adult rehabilitation center that Sheriff Pasenko is leading the charge on. Because the reality is, the most important part of that whole name is the rehabilitation. And, I mean, that's so significant.
Well, thanks, Larry. We know for many, many years the state really didn't have the R in CDCR was about rehabilitation, but it didn't take place. It was about warehousing people. And then as a result, the Supreme Court decision to lower that population. And it's very difficult, and it's very, very expensive. You really can't build our way out of the situation with recidivism and crime. And we are working together, too. Another partnership is Chief Paletti and Chief Johnson from Anderson. We've teamed together with Shasta County Housing and Shasta County Mental Health to look at some of these homeless issues and blight issues on trying to improve the community and address it. Because if you just did something as addressing homeless or pushing on the homeless within Redding, usually it'll impact the county on the fringe areas or the city of Anderson as well. So we look together as a collaborative partnership to address many of these issues. And, Greg, you've not you personally, but the city of Redding has also made some large improvements down in that Parkview area over probably the last decade of kind of rebuilding and renovating that particular area of Redding.
Yes. The Parkview revitalization has been going on for quite a while. A big part of that was redevelopment, which, as you know, the state has eliminated that. So it's one of the huge tools that we had to do things like that that we don't have anymore. We're still looking to try to do incremental things that we can with the little bit of leftover money that we have through that and what we're able to kind of recycle. But, there's been a lot done there. We just finished a project with Providence International, a local nonprofit, to build three affordable small houses down there on three lots. They were empty and weed-strewn, and they've come in, and we essentially donated the property to them, gave them some assistance. They built three. They've got three really happy homeowners down there. So
is that would it be similar to Habitat for Humanities?
Yes, except without the sweat equity.
It's, I see.
Basically, it's a lot of sources coming together to sort of subsidize this and offer it at a 1,000-square-foot house for can't be over $111,000. So
wow.
That's a pretty good
and
deal.
So this also helped put people back to work when the construction of those homes.
Created a few jobs there, three homes worth of jobs, and said got three people into homes there.
Great. Now, Larry, we have a housing department within the county of Shasta, and that does a lot of good for rehabbing of homes and helping out some of the people that are less fortunate with finances. And describe how that works for housing within Shasta County.
Well, there's a couple different aspects of the housing program within Shasta County, and you mentioned one of those, which is the rehabilitation or at least the refurbishing of low-income properties that folks need to get a handle on. They might need a new roof, something that really is a portion or a part of the main structure of the household. We've got a loan program there, and typically there are no interest loans that are picked up at the sale of the house. But the other part of the housing, which the city of Redding has also, is the Section 8 rental assistance, which is rental assistance for the low income. And you know, I think it's important to note, here in Shasta County and the cities of Redding, we partner together, again, on a lot of these things. Our housing department, we're helping out with this low-income housing in Parkview. But You know, the other thing is we have now, the feds have asked us, and we've joined in, and we are now the housing authority for Trinity, Siskiyou, and Modoc counties also. And so the goal there and the object is to, I want to show the state and the feds that Shasta County is the hub of Northern California. And if there's going to be any consolidations or reorganizations, it's not going to be in the Bay Area or Sacramento. We need it to be here in Shasta County.
So does that get recognized down in Sacramento? I know that, you know, north of Sacramento, absent Butte County, we're the next large population base.
You know, it is starting to be recognized there, and I know we're bumping up against a break there, but we are now becoming also the hub for consolidated call centers as it relates to the new Affordable Care Act. We are now representing about 10 to 12 counties there, so we're taking all those calls. And also with our child support services, we've got about 15 counties that we pick up those calls for now and represent all counties around us. So significantly message is being sent that Shasta County is the hub of Northern California.
So it sounds like we're becoming somewhat of a major player to a degree for the region.
That's my goal.
Great. This is Tom Bezanko, your Shasta County Sheriff. We're here at KCNR Radio 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. We're coming up on a break. Thanks for joining us. My guest is Greg Clark, Deputy City Manager for the City of Reading, and Larry Lee, County Administrative Officer. Thank you.
Preeminent conservative, a noted constitutional lawyer, and one of the most respected and listened to radio hosts in the country. Mark Levitt joins the KCNR 1460 weekday lineup beginning June 2nd from 3 to 6. The Mark Levitt Show provides a unique perspective on the day's news along with exclusive content and commentary. His passion and intellect have made him a favorite of millions of talk radio listeners, and now Mark Levitt can be heard in Shasta County weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on the home of community talk radio, KCNR 1460.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR-TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, Country Music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Gonna stand. Good morning. This is Tom Bazanka, your county sheriff, guest hosting for caller Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to call in, 605-4567. Joining us this last hour has been Greg Clark, Deputy City Manager for the City of Redding, and County Administrative Officer Larry Lees for the County of Shasta. And I really want to thank you for coming in. You know, a lot of things within the North State, the bump song was "We Don't Back Down," and we address a lot of issues and we don't back down. But what's on the plate for City of Redding, maybe short term and long term, Greg?
Well, again, I would preface that things are we're cautiously positive about things. The unemployment rate's going down. The tax sales tax is going up. We're looking at some good things happening in Redding. The police facility we mentioned, which is just a tangible thing. We're looking at trying to just improve where we can the infrastructure. We're seeing businesses starting to pop up again. Empty buildings being leased again. We're getting. Always have activity or at least interest in Stillwater Park, and we're actively marketing that with a new broker and things. So economically, I think we're looking at things going on.
Of course, we know that can change with a phone call or a note or something from Sacramento or from the federal government.
Yes, it can. It's a long process.
Larry, what about Shasta County?
Well, obviously, I love the words that Greg Clark used. You know, he used the word, and I'm paraphrasing it, but cautiously optimistic. And I think that's a fair assessment of what we're to see. As I said earlier, this is an exciting time, I think, to be a part of Shasta County because we're coming off the heels of the greatest recession we've seen in our lifetime. And now we have this ability to help make change and do something informed and create things. The reality is, though, we're not out yet.
Right.
The reason I believe that the cities and the counties are in the Shasta County's position well is because I noticed that the three incorporated cities in Shasta County during this great recession, they did not borrow money to help them get out or get through the rough times. Each of us cut expenses. We reduced costs so that we could maintain living within our means. And that's so significant because now as we do start to come out of it, we're positioned better than a lot of our cities and counties around us. We still have counties that are on the verge of bankruptcy.
We did see that, especially more for the counties. I think they were impacted significantly, not that the cities weren't. But some cities and counties continued to spend even as the recession was continuing down, and Shasta County had to make some very difficult decisions as well as the City of Redding, both for our staffing and public safety. But in the long run, we were ahead of the game because we saw some counties, and some were some significant counties. Was it City of Stockton at one point was declaring bankruptcy, Visalia, still looking at it, and there's still some issues. And even here in the North State, there's some counties that are somewhat hanging on by a thread, if you will, as regards of revenues because they continued to spend at a rate greater than the revenue was coming in.
Yeah, and so that's why I say, and this is a great time to be here. Now, I mean, look out your window, look out your door. You know, where would you rather live? And the opportunities are so exciting, but we do need to be cautiously optimistic as we move forward and not spend beyond our means, but control our own destiny.
And this is a great place to live, and what's nice, too, is it's not so big that the community isn't involved. I mean, the community could call to the city manager's office and talk to you, Greg, or to the city manager, Kurt Starman, or get in touch with Larry, our board of supervisors, or city council, and voice their concerns. And within the City of Redding, we see a lot of involvement with the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce, with the business community, and, of course,
Crime Watch Reading that was founded by Ed Rollman of C.R. Gibbs and the Best Western to try and address issues, and now that's spread citywide. We've seen a lot of improvements, too, with the promenade in downtown Reading here and some improvements, and, of course, within the county of Shasta, we're expanding out. And I think, Larry, even though it's not a county of Shasta project, it will put people back to work and expansion, and that's the potential for a new courthouse.
Yeah, absolutely. That is still on the books. Shasta County is in line for a new courthouse. The need is there. It has been proven. The state and the administrative office of the courts have determined that it's necessary that they build here. They've got the spot. They've acquired the land, of course. It's right within, adjacent to the current courthouse. And it looks like they could be, without any future changes, they could be willing to start breaking ground here within a year.
Wow. Of course. Go ahead, Greg.
And you know, just talking about that will have a big ripple effect on downtown. I mean, I was just downtown, state of downtown meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about, you know, all the new things happening down there and the vibrancy and the energy and things. And, boy, you put a new courthouse and all of what that represents, and downtown's going to be transformed again, I think. So,
again, that was a partnership. City of Reading was very much involved in that courthouse project for the land acquisition to help the state acquire that for is about a city block square or so that placed them in a position with the state to where that they would have land available that would be more shovel ready. Yes. And then moved them up the ranks for a project.
Yeah, that was our redevelopment agency that was, again, involved in that. Yeah. And played a big part.
Yeah, and then was the county involved in that somewhat, Larry, with the courthouse project?
Yeah.
A little bit to a degree?
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. Well, of course, I mean, obviously, because we had to enter into a equity exchange with the courts, and that was very tough negotiations dealing with Sacramento as it related to the current courthouse. Because the space that they wanted to acquire was, of course, your office. And
right, the public safety building there on Court Street.
So we needed to make sure that we included tents for you to relocate to when the court moves out.
Okay, we'll get started on Tent City now.
Yeah,
so thanks, Larry. Fortunately, we're coming up towards the top of the hour. You know, with this past hour, we've been joined by Deputy City Manager Greg Clark for the City of Reading and County Administrative Larry Lees. We've talked about optimism for the future, but being cautious, of course, some of the projects that we're seeing develop, whether it be for an adult rehabilitative center. We see the potential for the Reading Police Department expanding out as ground is breaking and getting that maybe in the next year or so and get them into some desperately needed new office and center space for patrol operations in their part. We got a lot going on here in Shasta County now and over the weekend. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Larry, I think I'll probably see you there. We're having a memorial service for today is Memorial Day, the true Memorial Day. We're having a memorial services at the Veterans Grove, which is located near the Civic Auditorium on Auditorium Drive. And if you can come out there, that'd be great. And then also is being served a complimentary lunch after the services. And then this weekend on Sunday is Airport Day at the Fall River Mills Airport. And that's a great community event. It starts out with a breakfast with all the fixings. It's ham and eggs, fixed any way you want them, and pancakes. We see people flying in from all over the state, also Nevada and Oregon coming in. There's some flyovers. There's some older vintage World War II warbirds that are coming in for demonstration. You can have some helicopter rides. And then also, I think on June 5th, is Reading Police Department versus Reading Fire Department, I believe, for kind of a guns and hoses exhibition slow pitch softball game for the Colt 45s. And then on June 7th is the Deputy Sheriffs versus the Asphalt Cowboys. And those proceeds go to benefit youth violence prevention and the sheriff's office there. And also Tiger Field, I think we forgot to mention that, Greg, is it's seeing a renovation as well as some improvements.
Absolutely, yes.
And what's going on down there? I think there's some backstops being improved.
Yeah, they've moved the backstop forward to kind of get a little bit more intimate seating, if you will, for the crowd. They brought in new seats courtesy of Simpson University. We have an agreement with them. And so new, much nicer seating there. They've done some other improvements to the area around there and the concessions. So just it's going to transform the park and really.
Yeah, and I know that Councilman Bazzetti is very much involved in that, and we see college-level students from all over the nation come together for this summer collegiate league that puts on some impressive baseball throughout the region, and it brings them here. Most of the kids are living with other host families here, And then it's a great way to come out with a great family atmosphere with the improvements that's being made to Tiger Field. You can come out with our great American pastime with baseball, with some hot dogs and some refreshments, and enjoy a great evening of collegiate baseball right here in our own community. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to KCNR Radio 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Free Fire. I'm Tom Basanko, your Shasta County Sheriff. We've been joined over the last hour with Greg Clark, Deputy City Manager for the City of Redding, and Larry Lees, our County Administrative Officers for this County of Shasta. I really want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for joining us here this morning. Anything you'd like to say in closing, Larry?
No, I appreciate the opportunity, too. And again, I look forward to the great things that are still to happen here in Shasta County.
And Greg?
Great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. And I look forward to working with Shasta County and many things to come.
And just remember that it's the good guys against the bad guys. And thanks, and have a great day in Redding, California, and Shasta County.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
In Washington, a change at the top of the Veterans Administration.
A few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accepted.
President Obama announcing the resignation of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki under fire for the Veterans Administration health care scandal.
He has worked hard to investigate and identify the problems with access to care. But as he told me this morning, the VA needs new leadership to address them.
Deputy VA Secretary Sloan Gibson tapped to run the department on an interim basis. The president says an internal review of VA hospitals has found widespread misconduct at many facilities nationwide. He calls that totally unacceptable, says a number of senior VA officials are being let go. Consumers pulling those purse strings just a bit tighter. Consumer spending fell slightly last month, dropping 0.1%.